other inside a room to merely lay beside one another as lovers do. Staring off into the cosmic void of a screen, the strong and silent type has taken on a new meaning. It's not enough to sit together inside a room to merely lay beside one another as lovers do. Staring off into the cosmic void of a screen, the strong and silent type has taken on a new meaning.
They think I'm writing my
everyone, you're listening to Sweet Corn. Sorry about whatever music that was just now. My class went a little bit late, so thus I'm a little bit late. But while I wait for my Wi-Fi to kick in, it's really cold out now. If you haven't noticed, it's not great, but we'll be listening to some songs about cold. I also have been thinking a lot about what Jesus' real birth chart probably is, because his birthday is supposedly December 25th, but I think there's no way in hell that he was a Capricorn. So we'll be thinking about that. Call in if you have any suggestions. All right. Thank you.
my skin, dried and vacuumed. Bagel breath in the morning.
The White Stripes and The Cold, Cold Night. Horse Jumper of Love's Bagel Breath. That's a current Boston band. They play a lot of shows around. And then the Olivia Tremor Control, a band peripheral to Neutral Milk Hotel. So that's like, you get the Neutral Milk Hotel without the Neutral Milk Hotel, is how I think of them. Although that's probably a little bit reductive. Anyway. I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired today. I'm trying to think of anything worth discussing. I don't know. One thing I do like about the cold is when you can feel of your boogers freeze inside your nose. It's kind of a cool feeling. That almost started happening Friday night when it was really cold. That's usually like a January, February situation. But maybe happening pretty early this year. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else. But I guess, so as I said before, I don't think Jesus was a Capricorn. I think Protestant Jesus was a Pisces. And Catholic Jesus is either a Leo or an Aquarius. I've gotten some mixed results as to what people think. That's personally what I think. You can also tweet me what you think about that. My Twitter is at smellin96 with one L. Like my name. Alright, next we're going to be playing something that I have come to as a result of listening to Lonely by Akon almost every day. I'm sure you all know it. It's a great song, but I think it's also an underrated song, and I think about it all the time. And I've recently indulged in that by listening to it all the time also. And I did some research about it, and it turns out that it actually samples a song from the 40s. It's like a World War II pop song, if you want to call it that. So we're going to listen to that. Maybe it's insufferable. I don't know. I really prefer the version, the sample in Akon's song, but I think this is important musical history to have under our belts. So I'm going to be playing that. And then we'll be listening to Jesus Was a Capricorn, which is Chris Christopherson's lie of a song. So that's what's on the schedule. We're going to move into that right now.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. I'm so lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely. Wish I had someone to call on the phone. Now I'm a soldier, a lonely soldier, away from home, through no wish of my own. That's why I'm lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely. I wish that I could go back home. Letters, never a letter. I get no letters in the mail. I've been forgotten. Yeah, forgotten. Oh, how I wonder, how is it I fail? Now I'm a soldier, a lonely soldier, away from home, through no wish of my own. I'm lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I wish that I could go back home. Jesus was a Capricorn. He ate organic foods. He believed in love and peace and never wore no shoes. Long hair, beard and sandals and a funky bunch of friends. Reckon they just nail him up if he come down again. 'Cause everybody's gotta have somebody to look down on, who they can feel better than at any time they please. Someone do something dirty, decent, posed, and frown on. You can't find nobody else and help yourself to me. It's hits, cause some rednecks cussing hippies for the hair. Others laugh at straights, who laugh at freaks, who laugh at square. Some folks hate the whites, who hate the blacks, who hate the Klan. Most of us hate anything that we don't understand. Cause everybody's gotta have somebody to look down on, who they can do better than at any time they please. Someone doing something dirty be supposed to frown on, but you can't find nobody else and help yourself move. Help yourself, brother.
That was Mr. Lonely by Bobby Vinton, later sampled by Akon in 2004. And then Kris Kristofferson's version of Jesus Was a Capricorn, and Nina Simone's Così Ti Amo. I'm not going to talk a whole lot right now. We're going to move into some more cold music. Maybe jumping the gun because it like hasn't snowed at all yet, and a lot of this music is maybe snow and winter based, and technically it's still fall, but whatever.
Thank you. sun to rise. But it was an 8 month commitment, waiting for the company to cast the lead. And as the light changed, his patience only grew.
Listeners, that was Chiba Maddow's White Pepper Ice Cream, Snow Bear by Bernice, and Winter Wonderland by Animal Collective. We'll read a PSA quickly over the sound of Chopin's Raindrop Prelude, and then we'll play more music. No reason to beat around the bush. Also, I think Jesus definitely had a Virgo moon, by the way. Something else to think about. Just turn that up a little bit. It's a very quiet version of this song. Wow. These are just really scary. I'm flipping through them, and I really don't like a lot of them because they scare me. Thus the silence. I don't really like to have that on the show, but, you know, gotta find a good one. Let's see. You know what? None of these are very good. I mean, they're all good. They all have good messages. We'll do this one. It's one with a creepy anime picture attached to it, which I always like to see. Public transit versus walking PSA. If you take public transport, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T. You'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a really healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It's true, I love walking. And if you don't walk because you think it's cold out, well, guess what? You'll get warmer by the time you get there. That's a fact. All right, we will continue on with some more music about how it's cold out. This next one is actually one about how it isn't cold out.
Round table, having a laugh, eating your own pet animals.
So that was Anti-Aging Global Warming from French Vanilla and Touch Me, I'm Sick by Mudhoney, because you get sick when it's cold out, supposedly. All right, we're gonna move into a different vibe.
Fox in the snow, where do you go to find something you could eat? 'Cause the word out on the street is you are starving. Don't let yourself go hungry now. Don't let yourself grow cold. Fox in the snow. Where do you go to find someone who will do? To tell someone all the truth before it kills you. Listen to your crazy laugh before you hang a right and disappear from sight. What do they know anyway? You read it in a book. What do they know? Tonight. Boy on the bike, what do you like? 'Cause you cycle round the town. You're going up, you're going down, you're going nowhere. It's not as if they're paying you. It's not as if it's fun.
I've not been free again. That's a promised fruit when you've first begun, that ripens into pain, that ripens into pain. I had a child when I was young, the last gift that man gave. I wish that he could hold his son and the snow in the air lie on my grave. The snow lie on my grave, and the snow lie on my grave, and the snow lie on my grave.
Even though I met you only recently, I find myself falling in love with you. I don't know quite how to put this decently, but what's the chance that you could love me too?
Sweetcorn today. I'll be back next week. You're listening to WMFO in Medford all day.